The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dahlia, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Platania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
First off this week, we learned that Elwood Thompson's in Carytown has new owners. Who's taking over?
Yeah, it is a Florida-based publicly traded company called Healthier Choices Management Corporation. In a deal earlier this week, they bought the longtime Carytown grocer. Can't really tell too much about this company that owns them, that they own a handful of markets similar to Elwood's. They say that the Elwood's name is likely to stick around and not a whole lot is going to change at the store. But for the reason for it was Rick Hood, who founded Elwood's almost 35 years ago, said it was just time to retire.
And over in Scott's Addition, a video game store is relocating and expanding. What's next up for Dawnstar?
Yeah, Dawnstar Video Games, they've been on Altamont Avenue for about 4 years now. They are getting ready to head over to Clay Street, about a half a block down from where Long Oven used to be in Scott's Addition. Dawnstar is a pretty groovy, kind of old school spot. They sell used and vintage video games, trading cards. They even got some old cabinet arcade games and pinball machines. Owners said they're looking to get some more space and get a little bit closer to Wax Moon Records, which is a vinyl shop that they also own.
All right. And visitors to Stony Point Fashion Park in Short Pump will soon be able to enjoy alcoholic beverages while they shop. Tell us about those plans.
Recently, the ABC granted Stony Point a, quote, commercial lifestyle center license, which essentially makes the mall an open container-friendly spot. So folks can go to one of the restaurants at Stony Point, and right as you're closing your tab, you can order a drink to go, much like you can in cities like Savannah and New Orleans. So it's my understanding the commercial lifestyle center license is something of a newer initiative for the ABC. Last fall, Short Pump Mall applied for the same license, but that request is still pending. So Stony Point's the first place where you can get a drink to go, and we're told that it's already effective.
And finally this week, an update on Fabling Built, the local home remodeling company that abruptly closed earlier this year. What's happening there?
The owners of Fabling Built have officially filed for bankruptcy, and this is a move that was long expected for Fabling Built. So for some background, Fabling Built had been a local home contracting company operating in Richmond area since 2016. It was run by a couple, Casey and Adrian Fabling. And it all came crashing down in the spring when they sent an email to clients announcing that they were closed and, you know, outstanding projects were going to kind of be left as is. In the weeks and months since, loads of subcontractors and clients took to the courts to try and claw back some of their money. Some of these clients claim that they're owed, you know, upwards of $50,000 that they aren't likely to get back. The Fablings, about a week and a half ago, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is total liquidation of assets. In the court filings, they claim that they have over $200,000 in assets and nearly $4 million in liabilities. So all those court cases that contractors and clients filed to try and get their money back are likely to be frozen. It's also noteworthy that the court documents say that pretty much immediately after the company shut down, the Fablings left Richmond and are now living in Colorado.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thank you to Mike Platania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.